Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Polokwane 26.
Not too bad on the roads at the moment. We do have a road closure, and it is Centurion. End Street is closed due to localized flooding in Midrand. We've got a stationary vehicle on the N1 North at Olifantsfontein Road.
Labour Federation COSATU has applauded Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's decision not to raise VAT. This follows legal action by the DA and EFF. COSATU's Matthew Park says keeping VAT at 15% will ease pressure on the working class and calls for a review of expenditure plans.
We think it's a very simple thing to adjust because the South African Revenue Service has already managed to overachieve its collection targets by 9 billion rand. And of course, there is space to reduce wasteful expenditure. And I think it's a good job by government to listen to society. And I think we're looking forward to further discussions about how can we ensure that the expenditure we have is correct.
Meanwhile, the Freedom Front Plus has also welcomed the decision to scrap the proposed VAT increase. The party says an adjusted budget will now be tabled. Party leader Courtney Mulder says this new budget must not replace the VAT increase with another form of tax increase or levy.
The Freedom Front Plus was against any tax increases right from the beginning. That was our position, and that's why we voted against the fiscal framework. We believe that we can take the economy forward, get economic growth without any need for any tax increases. What we need to do is spending on the expenditure side of the budget where there's a lot of wastage.
Jacob Zuma will today know whether he'll be given another chance at trying to remove the lead prosecutor in his corruption case. The former president and French arms company Thales face fraud and corruption charges, all linked to the multi-billion rand arms deal from the 1990s. Nashuria Sudial reports.
Two matters will unfold in court today. Zuma has asked the court for leave to appeal a ruling by Judge Nkosinathi Cele last year. Cele dismissed the former president's fresh bid to have the lead prosecutor in his case, advocate Billy Downer, recused. Zuma's argued before two judges that having Downer on the case would prejudice him, but has failed in all attempts to have him removed. Meanwhile, Thales has also filed an application to request that the charges against it be dropped. It's argued that the deaths of two key witnesses will affect the fairness of the trial. Zuma supported the move. The matter is set to be argued today. These applications have delayed the start of the long-awaited trial, which was meant to begin this month. Nushera Sudial, Pietermaritzburg High Court.
And Israel came to a standstill today as sirens echoed across the nation in tribute to 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis during World War II. At 10 a.m. local time, Israelis observed 2 minutes of silence for their Holocaust Remembrance Day, with traffic halting, pedestrians standing still, and daily life pausing in a symbolic honor of those who perished. The Day of Remembrance will officially conclude at sunset. More on jacarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. COSATU verwelkom die skraping van die voorgestelde BTW-toename.
As do we. Just the latest about the Ukrainian president's visit to South Africa. Volodymyr Zelensky will be cutting short his trip after the massive overnight attack by Moscow on the Ukrainian territory.
Yes.
And he's here. He's in the Hoofdstad. Further details, jacarandfm.com. Just click on the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. Non-stop.
Turn your radio up.
On Jacaranda FM.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out.